Hey guys, just a heads up. This is not a financial podcast. My guest and I are not going to give any financial advice. If you would like to listen to a financial podcast, then by all means, you're in the wrong place. We'll be back to the normal vibe of the podcast next week. So without further ado, hello. And welcome to another episode of the Attic Bible Podcast, where we talk about perspectives, reviews, news, and everything of that nature. I'm your host, Eric Wicheksono, and I'm joined today by Sam Strawley. And today we're going to talk about what the hell happened surrounding the stock market, the meme stocks, and the subreddit Wall Street Bets in the past 2 weeks-ish. Maybe you saw the barrage of memes about the stock market recently. Your friend or family tried to convince you to dump your life saving into GameStop, or you just missed out on a chance to go to the moon. Before we go any further, you can listen to us on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you usually listen to your podcast on. You can also follow us on Twitter and Insta at The Attic by Wick. Send us questions, constructive feedbacks, topic suggestion, or just to say hi. Before we start, though, I want to make things clear that we're not financial
Oh, of
advisors.
course, dude.
At least I'm not.
I'm not an advisor as well. I mean, I studied finance, but I'm not. I don't have a degree as an advisor. So, you
Yeah, I'm
should
just a
definitely
fool.
make that clear that we're both not financial
Like the
advisors.
memes, I'm a random ass broke ass college
For
student
sure.
who wanted to get into action,
Even if they have PhD in whatever maths and stuff. And they make all these like technical analyses about like Bitcoin and stuff. They always say, dude, it's not financial advice, just do your own research and stuff. So
Yeah, let's talk about Wall Street Bets. So,
basically
were you on Wall, like, did you follow this before everyone found this subreddit?
Oh yeah,
Because my roommate, apparently, my roommate has been on this subreddit for the past 2.5 years. My friends who also
I
invest
don't
in.
tend to spend a lot of time on Wall Street Bets because if I do, it's more for actually like entertainment. It's not for me. It's
Yeah, because it is
it's funny.
funny.
It's
The memes
actually
are
it's
funny.
super funny. Like the memes are they're really good, and some people are super smart on Wall Street Bets, right?
Yes,
There's a
they
whole
are.
due diligence section on Wall Street Bets, which is amazing. There's people who are they're going into the rabbit hole like deep, right? And they do a lot of research and they all post it for free, right? And in my opinion, some of these guys are much smarter than actual analysts, that do stuff for CNBC and Yahoo Finance and all these platforms. And obviously, like there's some people who just did the craziest like YOLOs on their with their
Yeah,
stuff,
so
right?
that was the one thing I wanted to bring up was these people usually just
Dude,
YOLO borrowed
they're
money,
nuts.
like their student
Yeah, they're
loan.
nuts. What they're doing, I have a couple of stories actually from a video that I was watching a video like a couple of months ago actually, which is a really it's an awesome video. I'll send it to you after this.
So would you say like the members on these in the subreddit are
Oh, for
gambling,
sure.
like staying true to their
Oh,
name?
100%. That's
This is
100% gambling.
gambling,
Like,
right?
what people were doing on YOLOing on cannabis and on Dogecoin
Dogecoin as
is a
well.
new one. I think that got hyped again, but they made it just as a meme, right? There's no fundamentals behind it. So if yeah, I mean that's just gambling, if you ask me, really. I mean I would never advise anybody to buy something like that. Never.
I just want to put it on record that I did
Oh, you
buy
did?
some
Yeah, I
Doge
mean,
yesterday.
the thing is with the cryptocurrencies, if it gets accepted, as something that people use, so just like Bitcoin, right? There's
Then there
value
is
behind
value
it.
behind that.
So it's not necessarily a bad shout. It depends on when you get in. I think if people gang up on this and they try to actually use it, as a form of exchange or of as a currency, I mean, it works, right? That's what Bitcoin is, right? But I mean, there's more fundamentals behind Bitcoin, and it's the first mover in the space and all this. So I don't want to like discount Bitcoin, but I think I mean, if people accept Doge, as a currency, then fuck yes, right? It's just you know, for me with stuff like that, it's always the risk reward. Like in my opinion, the chance that Doge just collapses in a couple of days or months is probably bigger than the upside. So I tend to stay away from it. But you know, each to their own. So I don't judge people who buy stuff like that. Also GME. I mean, if you feel comfortable with it, it's fun, right?
It's fun. One source of entertainment. I've gotten in the past,
dude. I think if the pandemic didn't come up, a lot of these people would never have gone into the stock market, myself included, right? So I think, personally, I made more money from the stock market this year than from working my job. So it's definitely been worth it, right? So it's I really appreciate this part of the pandemic, the time you have to do your research and get into all these like rabbit holes of new technologies and stuff that just, you know, blew up over the year, right? So I think it's awesome. I think I like it. I like the current environment that we have in the stock market.
Going back to that, I actually just started investing right before. Remember when gas prices
below zero
went negative? Yep, like right.
Did you invest
right when the pandemic started a year ago?
Also,
oh yeah, I made money off that, and then I just like dipped. But I started investing, of course, as well because of that. Like because I had more time to.
I think it's awesome. Market. I think the more retail money in the market, the better for retailers. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of just the hedge 100%. Funds. And luckily, I had my old roommate was studying finance. Pan.
For sure.
You know Pan.
All right.
He's my financial advisor.
I mean, he actually bought some GME stuff as well, right? He went in. We were talking quite a bit.
Oh, the last couple
of days, weeks.
I kind of want to explain to the listeners what happened during all this. Basically, what was short squeezing? Yeah. What was all the memes they were talking about? So basically, these Redditors bought huge numbers of GameStop stocks at low price. They kept buying them more as the price rose. They held it.
Diamond hands.
Yeah. Yep. And they forced the short squeeze that drove the price up and basically taking the money from these hedge funds in the process. Can you explain what shorting is in the basic way possible? Because it is kind of hard.
Shorting is actually quite complicated. So basically, you borrow shares on margin of a company that you don't own, right? You bet that the stock goes down. And if the stock goes down, you're able to buy the shares for a low amount of money, but sell them for the strike price, right? So if the stock goes, basically, if you go short, you probably expect the company, like in a case of the hedge fund, to go bankrupt. I think what you said about, well, you didn't say it. We were talking about the change in management, right, from GameStop in August. Personally, like what I think is that the hedge funds were just thinking that they couldn't do it. They thought that GameStop would go to zero in a couple of months or something like that.
So basically, these hedge funds are betting for these companies to go bankrupt.
I mean,
right? They were betting against them.
Like if you go short, a lot of people went short on Tesla because they weren't profitable, right? For years and years. Now this year they started to become profitable. Well, to an extent, like they still get a lot of tax benefits and all this. But a lot of people were getting into Tesla, and myself included, right? And I just did the research on what the company can do in a couple of years, not what the financials are right now, right? People were doing that, and we're seeing, dude, this is the next big thing. Like, if I remember back, like 3 years in Zurich, there was no Teslas on the road. Now I see a Tesla driving everywhere. It's crazy. I'm not sure if it's the same in Amsterdam.
Same in Amsterdam.
It's crazy. Amsterdam. And I was like, everywhere. Dude, that's a big, big opportunity. And then the more a price rises, right, the shorts they have to cover because their loss is basically indefinite if they just keep holding it, right? If a stock just goes up and up, they just lose more money in the process. So basically, it's pretty high risk what they're doing.
Basic example that I found is if I short one stock at $20, and the price of that stock goes to say 20,000, that means I have to
for
buy
20,000.
That same stock for 19,980
yeah.
to close that short. In this case, companies like Citroen, Melvin,
Citrus Capital,
and others,
and
they
like that.
Basically
they were,
just drove.
They were fucked. Like they were expecting GME to go down. Probably, I think they started really heavily like shorting it around like $20 to $30 because they expected GME to go back down to like $2-3, right? Because that was the price before
and,
that.
Yeah.
And
so this basically what drove the this
yeah.
basically what
so
started
the people
the
on Wall
squeeze,
Street Bets,
right?
They saw that GME was shorted 140%, which technically is not even legal. But dude, Wall Street Bets has 8 million followers or whatever they call themselves.
They started at 2 million like 3 weeks ago.
I think
now they have
probably
8 million.
When they started, it was still around the 2 to 3 million mark. But dude, imagine 2 to 3 million putting up a grand like on average. That's some crazy money.
That is true. That's going to drive it up and up and up. I feel, for the listeners, if you guys want to know more about what shorting is, watch the film The Big Short.
And I think Volkswagen for a day became the most valuable company on the planet because of the price action. There's some crazy shit happening in short squeezes. But the thing is also, you know, in short squeezes, the momentum is really important. Like if you cut off the momentum.
Of course.
There's a couple that they tried, but I think now the momentum's kind of over. You know, people saw what happened that they're not ready anymore to put so much money into all these stocks.
Yeah, it
was nuts.
Past
it was
two
great.
Weeks, though, it's just wow. Yeah, I guess we can talk about fucking value as well. This guy had a YouTube show that his channel's mostly also consists of investment stuff. And he would post these GME daily YOLO updates.
He went in like a year ago.
He's
been in GME a long time.
Yep.
Worked out for him.
And it's crazy because he would, even after all like the halting and stuff, he would still post like his daily updates.
Yeah.
So people's like, I'll be still holding and all that.
But
shit
he
like
took
that.
Some big ass profits. I'm here. I have his Reddit over here. So.
And of course, though, like,
of course.
If I was him, like, he also, like, threw his life savings at first. But, I mean, he was basically kind of the person that
for sure. I mean,
started the
momentum. If you have a guy
which
having millions in this shit and he's still holding, you're going to be, motivated to hold your couple of shares that you bought, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, in the first week of that, everyone started seeing what's going on, everyone started to
I think
jump
that
in
was
the
when
boat.
The plan got real.
The company
to pump the stock because they saw the short float. Because the short floats of companies are public, right? You can always look up how many shares are short.
Yeah.
So I think that's when the stock was going up quite a bit. I mean, from the $4 it was on before, it was already up like 8 to 10x, right?
And then in the middle of that week.
Yeah,
quote unquote battle between Redditors and short selling like hedge funds. I think the purchases on both sides cost the company stock to go up 27% in one day, which is
no.
This is
not
a normal day in the market.
That's
right?
A normal day for penny stocks or really small like cryptocurrencies or stuff like that, but not for a company that's worth billions of dollars.
And then moving to the second week of that, on January 19th, Citron Research, one of the hedge funds, actually tweeted that these GameStop buyers are suckers at this poker game.
They got fucked after that, so.
They got fucked after that because after that, they said they discontinued short selling after 20 years and they're just going to focus on long-term
for sure.
investing.
Yeah, it's
Melvin
crazy.
Lost $70 billion.
They had to lend money to
like,
to
Jesus.
Stay alive, basically, which is, I mean, that's crazy.
And then the week after that, that was the fun week. That was like the 25th to like the end of January.
Yeah.
That was like when all the shit started like picking up, like all the memes, the news. on that Monday alone, I think Wall Street bet went from 2 million to 5.2 million. And people started to setting their sell orders at $420.69. Because this was literally their what they wanted. You know, they just want to make this. Yeah. You know what? Fuck these hedge funds. And then the next day, that Wednesday, the platform Discord actually cut the communication.
Yeah,
they cut the server for Wall Street bet, citing hate crime. Yep. And then that was also the day where like the media attacks were starting. Yeah. And then the next day, that Thursday, was a big day. It was when Robinhood and other online brokerage, like I use TD, Trade 212. I don't anymore.
Yeah.
Because they started restricting buying these stocks. You can't buy GameStop. You can't buy AMC. You can only sell.
There was definitely some talking between those three parties. And I mean, I think you're naive if you think that the conversation didn't include, like, you know, restricting people over this platform to buy, you know, the shares, which is, in my opinion, is totally what happened. But that's just acquisitions, you know. I don't have any proof or anything.
I mean, it's also, they probably did all this already calculating the repercussions they're going to receive at the end anyway. You know, like the legal problems, so it's like, okay, like, and this is probably the most...
Yeah, of course, because if even if they got into legal trouble, they wouldn't have lost nearly as much money than if the stock went to $1,000, right? They would have lost like way more. So they just do whatever it takes, you know, to shut it down. You know, if you own stocks that have like regional differences in revenue, they often, the stock price sort of reflects that.
Yep.
So if your business is not as good in the winter as the summer, people short their own positions in the time that the company usually doesn't do as well. It's like a hedging strategy.
Yeah, and the 29, I think, actually they went back to 413.
A lot of the people that were holding, they started selling because they saw what happens in one day.
Get your bag, secure it first.
Oh, for sure.
I think
a lot of people kept holding because they actually wanted the short sellers to to bleed, right?
Fight the power as well.
I think, in my opinion, I definitely would have cashed out, but you know, I don't, whatever. You can, if you think it's gonna go back up, or if you still just wanna hold it, boys. Yeah,
We're going to the moon.
Might as well, right?
All right, we can move to this week, week of February, which is basically, it was a very defeated week for everyone, for probably 5 million of the people on Wall Street Bets. There were already a lot of bots and hedge funds like shills. And then on Monday, everyone's like, oh yeah, everyone's starting to buy silver. The prices of silver are going up. Yeah. This is a new GameStop. I remember that for 2 days straight, like two news cycle days. Yeah. And then that just disappeared into the air. I haven't heard about silver since Wednesday, maybe.
Huge silver call option position 4 weeks ago. And I sold them like 2-3 weeks ago.
One of the things, I have one of those, which was Ethereum.
What do you think is going to happen to the future of investing?
Yeah, I think you could tell that the 1% always will come out on top for a sad reason, which makes me even more bullish on like cryptocurrencies and the whole blockchain space, because this is just decentralized. There's no way to manipulate like, you know, the amount of Bitcoin that gets released or... And this is it's the most decentralized exchange for cryptocurrency. So I think this stuff is just really the future, like where people can't really intervene, right? That's on one point. But I also think that I hope that a lot of the hedge funds now are aware that, you know, retail investing can do much more than they thought. And I hope that the SEC takes some measures on what happened you know, with the shorting, the amount of shorts that were, you know, GameStop. I mean,
I saw a tweet saying that the stock market is to guys as astrology is to women.
Yeah, it's
honestly, it's a good one for sure. I can't agree more. It was so funny. Do you think they're gonna make
100%
films or documentaries?
Dude, I hope they are. Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
It's a good expose.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Netflix
I think
is
they should do that. I think it's only for
shit.
The it's only to the best of the retail investors if their story gets filmed.
I guess we can close that. Again,
yeah,
I'm
sure.
This is
don't
and
take
none
the
of this is a financial advice.
We just like the stock for sure.
Yeah, we just like the stock. And if you guys do want to know more, listen to Fresh Invest.
Yeah.
It's a podcast by, do you know The Morning Brew? Okay. So I like to end my podcast with one question for my guest. If you have a rice dish, right?
Yeah.
Say it's a stew or you're eating curry or eating like stir fry with rice. Do you eat that with a fork
Shit.
Or a spoon?
So I think if it's like a curry and stuff, I eat it with a fork. But in Indonesia, when I got all these like Indonesian dishes and stuff,
okay.
They were mostly, I think I ate them with spoons. But I prefer my fork for sure.
This has been another episode of The Attic by Wick. Thank
Thanks
you
for
guys for listening. Sam, thank you for letting me take your time.
Yeah, cheers.
On
cheers,
this Friday, bro. Have fun skiing. And I've been your host, Eric Wichepsono, and for my guest, Sam, we're signing off. See y'all.
No worries, bro. That's a good one.
If you guys are still listening this far into the podcast, I just started a Patreon. It's at The Attic by Wick. It's where you can support me for starting as low as €2 a month. With the Patreon support, I can upgrade my equipment, I can hire another producer so I can drop more episodes during the week. I can get a voice modulator so my roommate would finally hop on the pod. He's shy. He doesn't want to use his real voice. And if you don't, that's okay too. Just listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, and follow us on our socials at The Attic by Wick as well. Really, you guys, just by listening and sharing, help more than you know. It gives me the motivation to keep dropping quality content week after week.